That's, yeah, so then every chief.
We don't set fines. All he would be doing is if they burn, he can shut them down, get the fire department there. And then if, you have to take the people to court. Because the courts have to issue the fines.
If you have an emergency burning ban restriction in place, even without that, the fire company can come on your property and put the fire out. And you're SOL anyway.
Right.
We're overthinking this.
Well, I just want a burn ban. Emergency burn ban, that's it. When the, everybody says it's too dry, don't burn, okay, we can put a burn ban on it.
But you can't make a proclamation and do that.
I guess not. But unless they're overlooking it because of the fines. And I don't agree with the fines. I don't agree with the fines.
I don't think they.
It's too much trouble.
All the associated costs to the
we
fines.
We can't give somebody a fine. We got to take them to court, and the court has to award the fine.
Most fires, at best, are because somebody's being a dumbass.
Yeah.
So what are you going to fine them for? We're overthinking it. So. Is that something that?
Because me and Gary both said, okay, we're for just having an emergency burn ban. That's it.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Two against one. You won.
Even Gary said, who's gonna enforce it?
We don't have anyone to enforce half the stuff we have.
No.
Well, you can't anyway. So that's one thing that we have to discuss. On a regular basis. That's why, Rover Township has instituted burning bans on and off for as long as I've lived in the township.
I think we have it on the sign, don't we?
And now we have. Yeah.
I didn't see what it said. I should have looked. What does it say? Do you know?
I think please don't burn.
Please don't burn? You're too polite.
So you didn't make a proclamation?
No.
You can make a proclamation, you don't have to have an ordinance to make a proclamation.
Yeah, nobody brought that up. I wasn't aware of that. If that's what it takes, then maybe we need to do a proclamation. That's why I wish Tony was here. Here's Tony.
Yeah, where I'm at, people on the crossroad for me, burn ban. People behind me, burn ban.
He can't make the meeting, but he can zoom in.
Okay.
I'm Milford Township. I can do whatever I want. But my neighbors can't. Up there.
Oh, no, he said I can't zoom is what I meant to say. Too many painkillers.
What did he say? He's trying to zoom
he's
in?
He's trying to write something. He's off the wall.
Oh, he's not.
He's gotten too many painkillers. He's not making any sense.
Well, he's not feeling well.
I can zoom. He wrote I can't zoom twice. He's like, too many painkillers.
Fingers aren't working.
Oh, good Lord. So he can make it for the regular meeting.
No, he's going to Zoom at the regular meeting.
Okay. And then you're going to have a meeting.
Sorry, it's been,
and you're going to have a meeting on the...
Third. Would be our emergency meeting, right?
We're going to call it a special meeting, right?
Okay.
So, on your on your regular meeting, because there's been a lot of activity about mixed use, we really need to start having that discussion again. And did we get any real mixed use ordinances that make sense?
Not yet.
We have nothing now.
Jason was going to send us a couple, but not just.
What?
We have nothing now, right? At all for
no.
mixed use?
Nah, we got nothing worth anything.
We don't allow it at this point in time. But the governor's office is pushing special initiatives for mixed use.
We do have some though existing.
Yeah, but we don't have anything in writing.
That allows it.
All right, it sounds good. You can do both.
Okay, so then do it both. So, yeah, there's initiatives, and by initiatives, they're putting several million dollars out to the developers. So you know we're going to have to deal with it. So they could come in with a curative amendment. They're not going to get the density that they want. We should just get ahead of the game so we're not dealing with it.
Because that was the headache next door, right?
Yeah, and that's where it's going to come from. If they're putting up money, not just for infrastructure, but for initial purchase. So that'll solve the Petrus's problem.
Yeah. And then, did you read Jason's letter? Because
that last
paragraph is basically
he's
saying
done.
He's.
Yep,
last meeting he wanted to help her planning, but now it's saying here they don't have time.
They don't want it.
Well, he called me. He told me the city.
Yeah, no, I
his
read that.
His boss has told him no.
Is he going to provide you? Like,
who was the lady?
He's going to do the
complaint.
No, but he was going to.
No.
He's not going to provide us any
nothing.
Model ordinance.
They're not letting him work on it.
Couldn't hear you.
That's
the lady that did the planning commission orientation meeting in Dingman Township. Do you have her name on file?
Dingman Township. What was the meeting for?
That was the Planning Commission training that they had 2 months ago up there. I'm the only one that wound up going.
That's when I was on vacation in October.
How long ago was it?
October. Was that October, September? I don't remember.
It was either September or October, because I went on vacation beginning of both months.
It was in September.
And it was at one of those points? So I went away the first week of September and the first week of October.
Did you sign those maps?
Yes, I did. Does Roman need to sign them or no? He wasn't here when we voted.
They don't need our signatures at all.
Technically, right?
If they have two supervisors' signatures, they're
good
to go.
That's
but out of courtesy and whatever, they've always asked us to sign them. But legally, that's the deal. So, and John Fuller, is he gonna do more than this initial letter?
If we want him to. But his thoughts were, looking through it, there's really nothing from the engineering point of view other than what he stated.
So,
unless we get hit with something, you know. But he's saying he can't see us being responsible for any of it, which would, especially everything that has to do with engineering, you know, the maintenance, the upgrade.
There needs to be clear language taking us out of there.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to come over here and sit down for a couple hours and physically go through this. So we've dealt with the agenda. We have stuff to add to the next agenda. Do you have an old agenda here so I can look at that with all the items on it?
I don't have the old agenda.
Do you have an old agenda somewhere handy?
You should have it on the computer now from the last meeting.
Yes, I do.
Just print out the agenda.
Okay, sure.
How do you deal with this all the time? I barely have one in the truck. Huh?
Yeah, I have it on my phone too, but I'm looking for the other thing.
So the land use plan, now I don't know whether you guys agree with me or not, but all of this development, everything that we've been getting shoved down around us, I think what we need are good family supporting manufacturing jobs. And that's what we should be asking for on the Sandbus property and on the property in Interchange. If you have good fabricators, they bring material in, they work the material, they send out a finished product. Anything that they take from it or they do whatever is recycled, is redone. If they're not, the only thing they're using is bathrooms and kitchen. So why are we not pushing for good family supporting, you know, the good fabricators?
So all I ever tried to get
are $30-$35 an hour jobs. Look at what Carl Arms is doing up there. Mm-hmm. Clean operation, people don't even know they're there. Why are we just sitting back? If they're telling us in our comprehensive plan that we have to put a preference or put a plan there, why aren't we saying that then?
Well, I think what we're looking, I want to see what actually was written.
But when it comes to, like, that car arms is good manufacturing because it's not, there's no noise and environmental pollutions with that. A lot of manufacturing, though, does involve a lot of noise and air pollutions and things of that nature.
But it doesn't have to, and there's ways to get around that, and there's ways to get good manufacturing in here. The problem that we have here is we don't have a heavy supply of three-phase electric.
That's not even what's killing us. Ordinances were killing us. People not wanting certain things were killing us. I had two businesses, the paper company that wanted to go in before the cookie company. They didn't have pulp. They just took in big rolls of paper, cut it down, and packaged it. They were looking for 200 people from the area because they were coming from another state.
Those are all good types of places. I know from my experience in manufacturing, I came out of an aluminum can manufacturing plant.
No, that's another story.
You could, one, yeah, we ran an air scrubber for oven exhaust and stuff, but when you have industrial air compressors that blow off valves, I mean, you could hear them a quarter mile away. Like, it's all, that's the type of, like, heavy industrial manufacturing.
Right, but you don't have a big enough piece of property to have that kind of a facility.
What kind?
To have that magnitude of facility.
No, but then the old school property over here, I had manufacturing company wanted to come in. They made enclosures for appliances. They were coming out of Connecticut and wanted 250 people, but they couldn't do it because at the time our ordinance said the more property you had, the less you could cover, and they couldn't cover enough. And we were willing to change the ordinance, but they didn't want to wait, so they went to Orange County.
Okay, Walkill, we were like 450,000 square foot building.
Yeah.
And 70% of that was warehousing space.
find it.
But yeah, I don't know.
But I mean, we need some serious thought. You know, if they want us to...
Yeah, I mean, it'd be good to have something to attract.
Well, I wanted to see what they wrote, because they
took it. They, from.
Everybody's got it in their plans. Dingman's, Milford Borough, West Falls, Chihola, they all have that section in their comp plan. But he said everybody's was like pages long. The only one that was short was Milford, and he took like three lines from the Milford one. He said, that's all we need in there. And that covers everything they want. It's basically just saying, this is our zoning. We want commercial here, we want residential here. That's our land development plan. Because in reality, the whole comp plan is a land development plan, but everybody's putting this section in for whatever reason.
Well, the MPC was changed from my understanding. But then we have to learn how to word it, so. But, and I'm just saying, why aren't we, which is less offensive, which has the best benefit to the township?
Light industry.
Huh?
Light manufacturing.
Yep.
It's a lot better than just a warehouse that you're just paying people.
Well, it's a lot better than a housing facility, too.
Yeah, because that brings more burden.
It's a lot better than retail. Retail don't pay much.
No, and in warehousing jobs don't pay much either. They're all minimal jobs. It's people pushing boxes on conveyors or forklifts. There's no real technical people. You need a small handful of...
You need a place that needs machinists and operators and...
Oh, yeah. We ran at Ball a full machine shop, full machine tool top. I mean, our equipment failed. They made parts on site. We were running 40-year-old equipment. We couldn't order things. They machine gears for gearboxes in a couple hours.
Let's go back further than when my phone goes back.
Yeah, I think light industry would be better than warehousing for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's more sustaining wages that people can survive off of.
And they're usually better paying, and the jobs are usually not turnover too quick.
So for the regular meeting, for the agenda,
if you want, I'll pull some mixed use ordinances. I put it off because I thought Jason was going to do it.
Amendment to 407. You've got zoning, warehouse standards,
right?
The comprehensive plan, zoning section 306, use not provided for.
The hazard mitigation we got rid of, right?
Yep. 537 comment period. So what do you want to pick out of that makes sense? You do the 537, you have to have that.
Yeah.
Mixed use?
Let's do the mixed use. The 407 is going to take a little getting into.
Okay.
But I did talk to Jason about the definition of warehouses. When you go to the ITE, they list a warehouse by number, like 105 is a certain type of warehouse, 110 is a certain type of warehouse. And that gives you, I think there's five or six different warehouses described by that, by their trip ends, which ones are the biggest impact, which ones are the least impact. So I don't think we have to list each warehouse, he agreed. All we have to do is put, these are the warehouse's definitions, CDITE for the full definition. And if one varies from one to the other, you must come back into the township for another conditional use hearing.
And base the whole thing on trip ends?
Well, on the ITE explanation of what warehouses there are.
Okay, so for the next meeting, then have...
I'll have that ready for you.
Have warehouse standards, the plan use for the comprehensive plan, that needs to be discussed. Land use plan, that's the only thing that isn't finished with that, right?
Right.
That's my understanding.
But if by changing that, we got to go back to the hearing, we got to go back to advertising, and we got to send it out to everybody again. So, but if that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do.
Well, they're telling us that's what we gotta do.
Right.
Yeah, so then if you leave it open, it doesn't matter. Pay for another stenographer.
Yep.
Yep, so the mixed use amendment in 537. So if you put those items on the next agenda, then that's ready. And who's the vice chair now, Ray?
Yeah.
You gotta make sure that Ray knows that I'm not gonna be here. He was here when I said that last time. But did he
remind
remember,
him?
Did he remember that he's gotta run the meeting then? So make sure that he knows about that. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you.